Bonsoir, mes amours. It is Sunday, September 23rd, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of ToLiveAndGrindInLA.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I will start out tonight's episode of Playtime with Sandra with the song Intoxicating by Ulterior Motives.
With you.
That was the song "I'm the One" by Wesley Harding. Okay, so a quick little celestial lesson for all of you out there. Yesterday was the start of the autumn equinox, or more precisely, it was the day of the specific time period when the tilt of the Earth's axis is inclined neither away from nor towards the sun, and it is common to all observers on Earth. That was yesterday, and today, I believe, is Celebrate Bisexuality Day, which was first observed in the U.S. in 1999, and it was none other than Berkeley, California, which was the first city in the United States to officially recognize bisexuality. So, happy Bisexuality Day, happy autumn equinox, and I don't know. There are a couple cool birthdays today from people in history, like Walter Lippmann, journalist, Bruce Springsteen, and Augustus, Sir Augustus. I mentioned him back at the beginning of the month of August, if you guys remember from that episode. And I have a bunch of other news for local Los Angelinos and for national news type stuff. I will get to that pretty soon, but in the meanwhile, let me give you a song. Let me play, I will play Last Night by Petey Green, and then I'll be right back with you.
Yeah, hey, I be feeling like this sometimes, like, I be moving, but y'all be moving so slow.
I'm living in the fast lane. I'm living in the fast lane.
What I can grab, and out it came the scheme, and now I'm on the top. They said the first point was the truth, but now I can see the remnants of everything they say I'm the truth. You can't judge me by the skill of others. You gotta look at your brother and something different, boy. You know I'm special. See, you can't vex my spirit, I'm out of control. And I grasp the world, though, so now I'm taking your soul to a higher level, just to claim, yeah, take the picture. Take the word of spit, hold it to it like a scripture. And if you see me on the block, just say hi, cause I'm a cool complex. Yo, a hell of a guy. But still, yo, time flies by. Because last night seemed like yesterday. But you need to wait before it never played.
Niggas with the right sound. Camera phone lights flicker when we come around. We pose for your bitches cause you hold it down. In different cities, we in love like we at home. Back home, jump up on the stage, hopping off my throne. Y'all can't do it like we do with me and PD Gone. When you tripping off, you niggas back to each his own. Set the show up and we show up and we'll tear it down. Just have to show up front of PD and monsters so wild. My unit, man, we don't be fucking around. We two of the truest that ever created the sound. What a competition, man, niggas ain't fucking with, bro. Niggas know if it's B.I.M.P., that shit gon' really go. We cannot be divided, there's no reciprocal. We get the money, it's left for the residuals.
Come over last night, living in the past life. Life's gonna lessen, let me stop so I can hold right. Hey, so I can hold right.
That was Petey Green with the song Last Night. Okay, so the Primetime Emmys were on this evening. I actually missed quite a bit of it because I was under the impression it would be at like 8 p.m. Pacific time, but no, they had it at 5 p.m., most likely to accommodate the East Coast so they'd be able to watch this three-hour awards ceremony. But okay, it's the 64th annual Primetime Emmys that just took place. I was able to write down a few of them, a few of the winners that took home awards. Let's see. Modern Family took home three. One of them was for Best Comedy. Julia Louis-Dreyfus won Best Actress in a Comedy. John Cryer won Lead Actor in a Comedy. What was this one? Homeland wins for Drama Series. Game Change won Best Miniseries or Movies, and I think Julianne Moore actually won something for either that or something else. I'm not quite certain, but I saw her up there on the stage. I was trying to watch it while I was getting ready for the show, but I also had to mute it at times so I could prepare and all. But yes, there's a short little summary of a few of tonight's winners. So hopefully everybody else has been able to check it out, but I'm sure we'll replay quite a few times over the next week or so. There is a lot more, not with the Emmys, but just in general, that I will share. I'm going to go grab my work, and I will be right back. But let's give you a song. Ooh, I'll play Melody by Ellipse, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333.
Thank you. dream I pictured sparkling for me.
I take hold of this heart, study its parts.
Hello, everyone. You're watching Sandra London TV. Tonight, I'm going to read for you my story, which was recently published on EveryNightErotica.com. It's called The Nymph. You're watching Sandra London TV. Okay, here's a brief synopsis. It's an introduction to my alter ego, Sandrine, who is my inner succubus, an insatiable nymph who lavishes in her fixation with sex, stealing the hearts of men, and hiding behind her innocent-looking angel face and textbook smart. Now here's the story. I am undoubtedly shameless and something of a cunt, at least when it comes to sex and men. I've always known that it is in both my best interests and my worst to use the power inherent from birth to wile and beguile and get my way. The strongest power in mankind is that of the woman. For what other reason would woman be here on earth, physically weaker, smaller, with more delicate sensibilities, other than to balance out the alpha male prototype of strength, size, and a harder sense of reality? But what happens when the mindset of this masculine energy is encompassed and well hidden in a delightful female form? What do men want? Everyone already knows. Girl, sex, tits, pussy, ass, a warm, friendly smile, even the possibility of a promise or glimmer of hope that a woman will look their way and want to be near enough to allow him to smell her essence, her sweat, her perfume, her saliva, her hair, her heat. Well, I want to give it to them. I've been lucky enough to achieve so much, shocking to many. I am young and look even younger. I am youthful. I am smart. I am pretty. But every morning that I awaken, I am not satisfied. I want more. I want men. I want power. It is a hunger with no known cure. I am doomed, and I love it. I play in this life, in this world. I win. I don't lose. I wait. I lie in wait. I lay in wait. This sort of hunger drives me, compels me, beckons me forward into the bright rays of sunshine peeking through in the dawning of the day. It peaks as the day rolls into night. My wings spread in the dark. My legs spread in the face of men, in the sight of a man in a state of lust. I swoon at the glimpse of the raging, throbbing flesh of manhood that likes what it sees. I like that it's me. This hunger is my nourishment. It is present in all things. You see, I have this look, this walk, this body, my eyes, sometimes hazel, sometimes gray, were fashioned after the black cat, notorious in folklore for their dangerous, seductive, and foreboding stare under brooding lids. My walk, my strut, the wiggle in my hips that tells of my extensive years of training in ballet, jazz, modern dance, and more erotic pose. My chest juts forward. My head is held high, exposing my delicacy. My dainty neck, showcasing my supposed vulnerability. My tits, perky, proud pillows, throwing off my otherwise lithe frame. I pretend I don't notice. But sometimes, I really do forget. It is only when I'm awakened from some daydream or intense concentration that I realize how alive, too alive, I am actually being at that moment. Perhaps my nipples have begun to peek out over the top of my bra and is visible even through my blouse in a crowded room or at the dinner table or in some other location which had, until that moment, been absolutely devoid of overt sexual distraction. Or there are times when a simple sigh, after a long day of flitting about, completing this errand or that, in which that sigh sounds more like an orgasm, a whimper, a cat's meow. It is not intentional. It is not forced. It is inherent, ingrained, natural, a nymph in human form, conscious, unconscious. And that's the end. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll come back.
Bye-bye.
Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. I got a first class secretary woman and she likes me cause I'm so fat. Press the gas, I'm always moving coast to coast, you like that. Like a rabbit in a hat, I'm magic when I throw back. Here to stay, I'm never late for meetings with a paycheck. Take a breath, bite the bullet, get respect, I made that. Lay that down like it was something else, I say that. Spray that like the king, he's tagging like a maniac. Radiac, my head's gonna explode, tell me again. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me.
My name is Kyle Young, I'm sure you've heard about me. KY.com, it's not hard to find me. I walk into a spot and ladies try to meet me. I'm the king, I'm the shit, now tell me that you love me. Cause I do what I want and I want what I do to be. Full of big bad stars like a movie screen. And if you're new to me, girl, then you will see how I work that magic beautifully. And I can tell by the glow in your retinas that you're sweating cause I'm dope and I'm setting up. So let's get the fuck out of here, rip a joint. I'ma take you home, won't disappoint, tell me.
That you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. Nod your head, don't be jealous if you like me. Sip another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass, get real low like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Mind your head again, don't be jealous if you like me. Take another drink, do the dance, take it lightly.
Shake your ass again, get real low like you want me. I can tell that you felt when you saw me.
Tell me again that you're always gonna love me. Yeah, I'm the shit and you know there's no one like me. There's no one like me. Tell me again that you're always gonna love me.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? Woo! Woo! Hello? Is there anybody out there? Oh. It's Friday the 13th. And I could totally scare you right now. If you saw my hair. It's currently in witness protection program underneath a lovely red towel. Oh! What the freak, man? The freaks come out on Fridays. You want to see my towel? You can see my towel, but I'm not freaking showing. Oh, my glasses still hold on. Okay. Now I'm blind, but now you see a towel and ZJ and me, and I don't even know if I'm pointing this correctly because I'm blind officially right now. But I love you anyway.
It's on Skype.
That was, Skype's downloading something weird. You know, they were just bought out by, like, I think Microsoft or somebody. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Scary. So scary. Anyway, I just turned on the webcam because that's how I do. Totally unscripted, unedited. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Not much right now. What? What? Well, okay, tell me, ZJ, what would come out of my mouth if it were to come out? Food poisoning was yesterday, and I'm probably over that. I've been okay lately for the past 24 hours, let's say. Tell me, give me some ideas. What would come out of my mouth? Let me know.
Okay. I can't say it. I just can't.
Be
use your imagination.
Be poetic. What?
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm not a poet.
Come now.
Yeah. That's,
come now.
That's one thing that might.
That's gross.
Well, I was trying to be.
I either swallow or gargle. You know that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working on some videos for tonight. I need to figure out what to do with my hair. It's in hiding right now. I need to fix it. It's, like, not available for the viewing public at the MoMo. But soonish. I want to put something out, and maybe you'll see this, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll see, like, you know, only the hair done stuff. But anyway, I didn't want to say hi. I don't know, I suppose, okay, I was asked recently why so often I choose not to show my face, and that's usually because when I'm working, I'm in nerd mode, and to me that means UGMO mode, but I don't know, a lot of guys still find it hot when they happen upon me, but I don't, I'm like really vain, so I think it's weird sometimes. Anyway, so I'm usually wearing glasses, no makeup, and my hair could be any which way. So that's usually sometimes why. And then sometimes I kind of just want to see how expressive the body can be and the voice. Like, can you be lured in and captured by my voice, by DJ's voice, by our body? And if I must say, I think it's kind of sexy, at least half the time. Or more. No, fuck, freak that.
All the time.
All the time. All the time. What was I thinking? Always hot. Always hot. Somebody.
That's right.
Somebody in the world thinks I'm beautiful. And my boobs look massive right now.
It's fucking huge.
So who needs a face? Who needs a face when you got tatas like that? Am I right or am I wrong? Should I bust out in some French too? Tu veux entendre quelque chose très très sexy et chaud? Je peux parler toute la nuit comme ça. Tu me dis. Okay? Alright. Okay, don't leave English speakers. I'm done for now. So you'll hear more later. And
much more.
Let's show my profile. A little bit more. And I'm being nice. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm not going to scare you with what's underneath this towel.
Wait,
yeah.
I look like a
lard.
Kiss
right there. Kiss. Oh, yeah. Do I need to take my fucking pants off?
Mm-hmm.
I actually said not even swear word. Yeah. Okay, only a little bit, because this is. I'm trying to make this friendly. This is bald.
It's friendly to me.
Okay, as long as it's friendly to somebody. You're
right? Help, right?
Okay.
You got to turn this.
More. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This robe name that.
Yeah. Okay. My pleasure. Excuse me, someone got through this. It's a dirty job.
Oh my god!
It's dirty.
No, it's fresh and so clean. But it'll get dirty.
It will.
And approximately.
It's coming.
As soon as the camera goes
That's right.
What is it? Am I like? Am I repping this brand? What kind of towel is this? This freaking tag keeps showing all the time.
York.
No, it's made in China. I'm repping China. Peace, China. I rep your towel. And I need to turn this camera off because I am about to be too obscene. Happy Friday. Woo!
This is Cheech Marley featuring Tone Yates with their song Freak Show.
Them hips and thighs. How you dancing all around? You got me hypnotized. And you got my attention. How you drop it to the floor? All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak. When you do that freak show. Shake it for me slow, then split it to the flow. I'm hypnotized and glamorized by the shape of your thighs. Aroused and mesmerized, your apple bottom just right. Let's do some role playing, you pink it, I'm Wesley Pipes. Mr. Beat that thing up and tell the kitty keep it nice. Even if it's hard, hitter, I don't bark, I just bite. Get it, I've been grinding all my life. You met my girl, ecstasy, she can take you for a ride. Up away, our destination cloud nine. Why I want that nookie, is you crazy or just blind? You a five-star chick, a certified dime. You put on exotic shows when you vibe to my rhymes. All the ballers wanna hit you, tell them dudes stand in line. Get real pimp, give me your body plus your mind. And we can share this limelight, 2010, be inclined.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs. How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention. How you drop it to the floor? All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak. When you do that freak show.
Pole, you's a winner. Other girls ain't with you. You make them look like beginners. Kiss me, Mary Jane, while I'm painting you this picture. If the bartender asks, Remy Martin, that's my liquor. Shake it fast for me, let me see if it gon' tremble. You got earthquakes, and I swear it's off the Richter. I told you I'm a star. Jeremiah, that's my. Oh, yeah, it's very true. When I say we no pretenders, we them young boys. You can check out street credentials. I hear money make you come. Is you a gold digger? Go
5,000 ones if you try to get richer. I'ma touch a little bit to make it droop and make it tickle. I can't help myself, I'm in love with a stripper. The only thing I tell my gal is I promise I won't kill her.
Yeah, girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs.
How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized.
And you got my attention.
How you drop it to the floor?
All eyes on you like you're shooting a three.
When you see that
sure can't take it to the preacher, he'll sin with you at the church. He's telling me you've been sexy since the day of birth. The doctor seen the model, told your mama what you were. I seen the same thing, so I was like, it's closed curves. I'm meant to beat that thing up, girl, it move, I'm a murder. You got a swag like Rihanna and a body like Alicia. If you let me press your keys, I can promise I'm a pleaser. Girl, I gotta get you, cause it's cold like Keisha. Got a Campbell on your back, I could've sworn you was Tisha. And the pennies, you can tell I'm broke, Joe, cause you don't need them. You got a smooth dude, the dirty dime, where they breed them. She can tell when you're fake, like a book, how she reads you. She don't wanna entertain you, she don't even try to teach you.
Yeah, girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs.
How you bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized.
And you got my attention.
How you drop it to the floor,
all eyes on you.
Hello, party people. Right now, I'm going to read for you a poem by one of my favorite French écrivains, Mr. Charles Baudelaire. And I will start right now. I don't know if I should do it in English or in French. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to start with where that poem came from on my former postings of my blog when it first started off with WordPress. Anyways, okay, so a night for white nights. I always do depend on the kindness of strangers. Today calls for a tribute to the white knights in shining armor who have been so generous throughout my lifetime and career as a web chick. You mean so very much, and you do so very much, to make me smile, to make me laugh, to make me thank the stars above that they're living, breathing angels right here on Earth. Here's to a long, luxurious alliance of kindred spirits, lonely hearts, abundant moments of joy, and unbridled excellence. It's all because of you that any of this is possible. You keep me going through good times and bad, through the dawn's early light, and the periods of abyss, which befall despite my most earnest intentions. In honor of you, and in honor of the tribute, here's one of my most favorite poems by Monsieur Charles Baudelaire. Okay. À une passante. La rue assourdissante autour de moi hurlait. Longue, mince, un grain d'œil, douleur majestueuse. Une femme passa d'une main fastueuse, soulevant, balançant, le feston et l'ourlet. Agile et noble avec sa jambe de statue, moi je buvais, crispé comme un extravagant. Dans son œil, ciel livide où j'aime l'ouragan, la douceur qui fascine et le plaisir qui tue. Un éclair, puis la nuit, fugitive beauté, dont le regard m'a fait soudainement renaître. Ne te verrai-je plus que dans l'éternité? Ailleurs, bien loin d'ici, trop tard, jamais peut-être.
car j'ignore où tu fuis, tu ne sais où je vais. Ô toi qui je sonnais, ô toi qui le savais. And this was my English translation. The busy boulevard screeched all around me, long, thin, and great mourning, majestic sorrow. A woman passed, of such controlled, elegant poise and grace, lifting, swinging, her hem and her seam. Agile and noble, with her statuesque legs, me, I was drunk in her presence, tense like an extravagant. And her eyes, a blue sky from which hurricanes are stirred, a fascinating tenderness and a pleasure which kills. A flash, the night falls. Fugitive beauty, whose eyes had so suddenly awakened me within. Will I never see you again for all of eternity? Elsewhere, quite far away from this moment. Too late, never, perhaps. For I have no idea where you have fled. You know not of where I am going. Oh, you, who I would have loved. Oh, you, who knew this all along. Voila. That concludes the reading of A Une Passante by Mr. Charles Baudelaire. Good night.
Bye. Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.